As we endure our third week of wet weather, we're not in the clear yet. We've got more showers this afternoon, tomorrow, Saturday, and maybe even on Sunday. The city has now more than doubled its March average rainfall, with more than 260 millimetres falling. Now, I know that most of us have had enough of all of this rain, and it turns out the snakes have too, because snake catchers across Sydney have been inundated with calls from people with snakes inside their homes. Harley Jones, licensed snake catcher from Snakes in the City. G'day, Harley.
G'day, Ben. Nice to talk to you again.
I don't blame them. They're looking for somewhere nice and warm and dry.
Yeah, mate. Look, this weather the last few weeks has really changed things for us. You know, we haven't really seen such a wet spell that's been so consistent for so long. And what it's done is it's meant that a lot of the jobs we're going to, in fact, the vast majority, are snakes that are actually inside people's houses.
How do they get inside the house?
Mate, there's two good reasons that it's happening right now. Right now, one of the most common snakes we're finding are little baby red-bellied black snakes. So this is the time that they're actually born. Now, they're only about the size of a pencil. But don't worry, they can pack a punch just like an adult snake can. But they get in underneath, you know, the little gaps in front doors, in between fly screen doors, or people leave doors open.
Where do people usually find them inside the home?
Look, everywhere. I've found some snakes at pretty funky places, on kitchen bench tops, in bedroom, bedside drawers, bathrooms, showers, and, of course, in garages and things.
So they find the snake, they take a photo of it, send it to you, and you'll do the rest?
Yeah, look, mate, that's the best thing people do. If they can have the presence of mind to snap a photograph, it's never going to harm you to take a photograph.
Mm.
The first thing we can do is identify what sort of snake that is. Now, if it's not venomous, a lot of people are quite, you know, happy to let that snake move on, particularly if it's in their backyard, not in their house.
Yeah.
But, you know, it lets us know the urgency of the job, and it lets us know what we're dealing with, and it sort of helps us to talk those people down as well if they're in a bit of a panic situation.
All right, you'll release it as close as possible to where it was found. Thanks, Harley.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Harley Jones from Snakes in the City. So there's the suggestion from Harley. Take a photo, don't get too close. Send it to Snakes in the City and they'll get out there and sort it out. There's a fine for killing a snake in New South Wales. I didn't know that. $10,000 fine for killing a snake in New South Wales. But they will grab the snake, they will put it in a bag and try and release it about 500 metres away from your home, but not in someone else's backyard, in nearby bush.